public schools that serve a significant number of low-income students receive federal Title I grants earmarked for initiatives to close the achievement gap. If a school uses those funds to hire certified teachers, the school has to pay into that teacher's retirement account. As the state's unfunded pension liability has grown, the rate that schools have to pay has ballooned from 7% of the teacher's salary in 2006 to more than 36% today. For regular teachers not paid out of Title I money, schools pay less than 1%. Jessica Handy, Government Affairs Director with Stanford Children, Illinois, says this tactic cost Springfield schools more than $1.7 million last year.
It's like poor school districts are a piggy bank and we're breaking it open to pay the pension debt.
The TRS Board of Directors tried to reduce the federal funds rate, but state lawmakers took charge of setting it. I'm Dusty Rhodes.